want to add something to the last lecture, simply this, it's data which you might like to have. The somatic entity evidently attempts to follow on the genetic protoplasm line. So it has a structural pattern, and it carries with it blueprints of structure, and quite ordinarily follows along the generation line. Its name may have been Smith for a long time. Now, this is simply theory unchecked, but it could account for this very interesting manifestation of a similarity of physiology from generation to generation in one family, but marked differences of personality. Because your protoplasm lines, evolutionary line, is entered at random by theta bodies. Very few theta bodies go on being Smith, 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 Smith. They go Smith, Jones, Versa Whiskey, anything. Now, you see how that would operate. Another thing is dreams. This makes dreams quite comprehensible. A dream could be occasioned in several ways. One of the ways it could be occasioned is by an aesthetic production by one of the entities, just a straight aesthetic production. Another way that it could be occasioned is by an entity reliving or re-experiencing some incident in its past. And that's been a long past. And it could be another entity suddenly awake and picking the data bank of a dramatizing entity. See, this entity B over here is in this incident. And all of a sudden, although the prequel is mostly asleep, your incident then is picked up telepathically. And what you record onto the state of beingness which you are at the time, which, by the way, is the only thing that's going awake and asleep. Being which you are, or the entity which you are at the time, goes awake and asleep, and the other is just more or less asleep anyhow. And what you have there then is this entity which is asleep, going to sleep, leaving the other entities quite free to express themselves one way or another, unmonitored inside the body. And they will actually astral walk and sleep. They'll go off other places. They'll wander around and so on. They do that in the daytime anyhow, too. And you get this cross telepathy. Your electronics people, that is to say, the native mesh universe people, God forgive us, have the idea that an imagination is only possible. Anybody got 20 millimeters? As an imagination which is only capable of fitting together the component parts of what the individual already knows and has seen and experienced. This is what an electronics computer would work like. Theta is quite aesthetic, and it is capable of tailor-making something out of whole cloth. But you take an entity or a theta being which has been told by actual count 8,682,954,867,321,422 and a half times by almost that many mothers. You mustn't use your imagination. And the fellow becomes convinced after a while that it's only safe to, quote, imagine what he has been told he could imagine. Theta beingness can soar on imagination to unbelievable heights of new construction, because that's what theta does. Theta does not experience. Experience is something native in the mess universe, sort of nasty stuff that people said you had to have, but you don't have to have it. You can extrapolate any experience in any direction, but practically no person at the state that the world is in, the race is in at the moment, does this kind of an operation. They just don't operate this way. They don't imagine, that's all. Imagination is practically dead. The theta being and its partner are the imaginers. And they're in such bad state that there isn't much you can do about it. As witness most of the popular magazine stories today. They're all down in the apathy band. Now, something else you might like to know about this. There are several things you might like to know about this that have turned up from one time or another. And this is going to come up here in the rest of this, but I want to comment on it this place and then comment on it in what is the next lecture. Because it's something you will find very interesting. Evidently, and I won't say this certainly, emotion is installed. It is an installed thing. It's messed universe installed what you call emotion. Boredom, antagonism, anger, covert hostility, fear, grief, and apathy are carefully installed. They are nothing else but installed. And boy, that's very important to you because you can knock out the whole emotional bank by auditing on the theta being science. Let's get rid of the bus. Okay. Let's take a look at the track. How old are you, maybe? What do you think, Ivy?
Ages.
Ages. Is it worse than ages?
Immeasurable.
Pretty long. How about a trillion years? Trillions? Way up there. Millions? What do you think, then?
3 or 4 trillion.
You're 3 or 4 trillion years old? Well, we'll take that as an answer because there shouldn't be very much charge on it. The person is. Were you initially just one? Mm-hmm. Which one is that now? Mm. Where's it resident? All through you. Okay, that's fine. Now we'll just plot this. And what I'm showing you here is how to plot a track, not the plot of a track. You get the difference. This is how to plot a track. Okay. Okay, now, here we have, let's take it up here, and let's take it inception. And here we have one being. And we're going out on a timeline here, from there to present time, according to the machine, of 3 to 4 trillion years. Now let's find out what's happened in those 3 or 4 trillion years. Take a look here at the E-meter. Did this, what do you think of? A lot of things happened? What do you think of?
I was thinking about
some
ancient buildings.
Some ancient buildings. Mm-hmm. These in the Theta universe, the Mass universe. Yeah, well, that's between lines. Nest universe between lines. Or before the between lines cycle. Before the between lines cycle. Is that where you live? Before? Is that before Earth? Is that on Earth? No. All right. Gene drops, there's no. Where was it? In this system? In this planetary system?
Very, very far away.
Very far away. This galaxy?
No.
Another island galaxy?
No, I think there's a very, very bright star.
A very bright star, maybe another galaxy. Long way off. At least a long way off. How long ago was this? order of magnitude.
Oh.
Two million years ago? Something like that? 3 million? 8 million? 8 million? 2 million? 3? 4? Between 3 and 4? What are you thinking of?
I just asked you that.
You're not thinking.
Hey, possibly more.
Oh, you're looking at this needle to check it.
Maybe I don't look.
She's guessing against the needle now. Well, that's all right. She doesn't invalidate me. Just a little bit Florida answer. Was it 8 million years ago? 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 million years ago. Okay, that's good enough. Now, right down here, we're going to mark in present time. Now, we're going to go back here 8 million years. What was that?
Five million.
Well, what's 5 million? Okay, 5 million years ago. There's something on the track there. Ancient buildings. Did they blow up? They blew up. Is that a whole civilization blowing up? Is it? Whole civilization blowing up? What were the buildings like, very pretty?
No.
Looked like Angkor Vat. Just about, okay. All right. Now,
That's a spiral.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Now let's take another look at, and by the way, I want to do this rapidly for you, and I'm throwing in another variable here on you. I'm actually going to read by nothing but the meter, but you can spend hours doing this, so I'm going to pick it up much more rapidly, if it's all right with you. Okay? Just know what I'm doing. All right, were you yourself in that society? Were you a slave?
No.
You were an important person? That was a high point on your track, perhaps. No. But isn't a charged point, either. Yeah, what happened there to you that was bad?
Just something I shouldn't do.
Oh, big overt act?
No. Just killed everybody.
Well. Was it a dull afternoon? A dull afternoon. Was there any more cause for it than that? Of course, that's the way we used to be. Happy people. Well, that's an overt act, huh?
I did something. I made me trip.
Made me trip. The whole place blew up. Well, that's one less civilization.
My curiosity died.
Now, get a good, clear recall. Get the realest moment in that. What's the realest moment in it?
I pushed
something. All right, is that good and real to you? Is there another moment there in that civilization that's quite real to you? Any part of that cycle, any part of that particular civilization? Mm-hmm. Got something there that's really nice and real?
A very tall man.
A very tall man. Yay. Is he real to you? Just want to pick up the reality level. And how's your communication with this very tall man? Is he antipathetic to you? He like you?
No.
He didn't like you. Ooh. He didn't like you. Was that the trouble?
No. I just something I shouldn't have done.
You did something you shouldn't have done. All right.
I was going around
in
something I shouldn't have.
He told you so.
Yes.
Is this man related to you?
No. No, he's just head of it.
No, he ruled the place.
He wasn't the ruler. He was in charge of whatever I was doing. It was sort of laboratorial work.
No, I see.
And,
have you liked chemistry since?
Oh, no.
Simple explanation.
I point it every time.
You see what it takes to educate one theta student. Does the theta being need education?
No.
How does it feel to be educated? Good?
Well, first.
It's good to be educated.
Not necessarily educated.
How about the process of getting educated? Is that good? Okay, well, we've got an incident here. This is a minor overt act. Minor overt act on me. She probably considered that on the fourth semester. Would you say it was the fourth?
Princess.
Okay. How have you felt about the fourth since? Been very defensive?
Yes.
Make any sense to you, buddy?
Yeah.
Oh, we're trying to build trap to make you happier. Okay, let's get on with this. That remark killed off a little bit of sympathy, didn't it? Killed off a little bit of report with you, didn't it? No? No, that's fine. That's fine. All right. We'll get another matter now. Have you ever been put together with some other souls? Some other beings?
Yes.
Yeah, when? Right, first time you picked
up. I did a damn fool thing. Uh-huh. And I was curious.
Uh-huh.
I don't get any dizzy on this at all, Tom.
You don't?
But just the feeling. I was very curious about something, and I cut my nose off to spite my face.
Mm-hmm. How long ago was this?
Ages ago. Long, long time ago.
Uh-huh. What'd you do? Volunteer?
No, somebody told me so.
Mm-hmm.
I
and
better
you
watch
something.
Out, but I didn't anyway.
And I was curious. Yeah. Curiosity.
Trying to find out what was happening.
Trying to find out. Well, is this after the civilization blew up?
Oh, yes. Long time after that.
Long time after this blew up.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think of?
Well,
before the civilization blew up.
No.
After.
Seems to me it was after.
After? After it blew up? Before it blew up. Which? What are you getting confused
after.
On this? I wonder if this was the messed universe. Yeah, messed universe. What'd you think of? What, you thought of after?
I thought of after this year blew up, because I knew more before it. I mean, I knew more when it blew up than
there
I knew when this happened.
Big impact in that blow up?
You mean physically?
Yeah.
But theta was.
No.
Physically. Well, physically, heck, I
forgot
I was dead.
Mm-hmm. Well, it might be then. Is it sort of a jam around this incident? I mean, is it sort of a grouper? Or is this grouper when you got curious and joined up with some other souls? Is this, what's the grouper? Is that the grouper? Mm-hmm. Have you regretted that very much? Well, it's not terribly bad. That's after this blow up? Okay. How many years after? Halfway to present time?
Oh, no.
2,000 years ago?
No, it's longer than that.
35,000.
It's closer to about a million and a half years
ago. Million and a half years ago. Okay. Million and a half years ago? Yeah. Question. That's practically present time.
Two? It's two. No, it's two. It's going up now. Look.
2 minutes.
Now, what are you...
Huh? Oh, what's that? You just got some charge on it. How many souls did you get put together with some other souls?
A couple of hundred of them.
A couple of hundred of them.
But they're not all there now. I mean, nuggets at the moment.
Oh, well, not always. What was the circumstances surrounding this? Just tell me rapidly. You needn't be coy about it.
Well, the concepts are not clear. I mean, they don't come as fast as I like, but there's a lot of occlusion. Apparently, we got all stuck together because we didn't want that to happen again. When the explosion occurred.
Mm-hmm. Didn't want that to happen again.
No, and we figured if we stuck together, I would make any more experiments.
That's the kind of the way it goes. This is a late joiner. Were you operating on a compulsion because of earlier incidents joining you up? Other things? What do you think?
No.
No? All right. Are there earlier incidents where you're joined up with others?
No.
No earlier incidents? What do you think of?
Whether it was so or not.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't.
Okay. All right, let me go off on this track. Is there an incident there where emotions are installed in you? Is that it?
Well, I'm thinking now of a slimy place.
A slimy place?
There's a lot of big animals in
it. Oh, swamp?
It's like a prehistoric.
What's this, earth?
Mm-hmm.
This is somatic soul, earth? Somatic entity, earth? Is it earth?
Yes.
Nothing much on this.
Brown stars.
This a million years ago? What are we on here now, the somatic line? Let's get all back on the theta. Now, did the theta being ever get joined to anybody else? What do you think?
When this explosion.
Yeah.
That's when I said we all
joined
up together, so I wouldn't
have to control. Okay. You consented to it.
Sure.
Where were you standing when you consented to it?
I wasn't standing anywhere. I was looking around in the air.
Okay. And what?
We had a big contest.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, she's got to be toned down a little bit. She's curious.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
These things must have happened anymore.
Mm-hmm. You agreed to it.
Well, if I blew up a whole lot of people, who wouldn't?
Why, is there deep regret on this? Is that why you agreed to it?
Well, I don't like to kill people.
Why not?
You're not supposed to.
Who said so?
Who said
so? Who said?
Well, that's why I'm here in the first place.
Ooh, that's why you're here in the first place. On Earth in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
This is a later incident.
No.
No?
No. It ties in with all the rest of them.
Oh.
But the original one, the reason that I was so curious.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go find out.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to know what was going on.
Okay. All right. Now, we've got this problem here, relatively simple problem. Here's a track chart. This track chart is demanding an incident to be run. This incident, probably that is. Now, so what you get here, you're getting a small machine reaction. She said 8 once, and we got a reaction on it. I didn't believe the machine, so it was 8. All right, now, this incident, in other words, is overt on 4, and it's all 3 we're going to get to this track, that's all. There'd be no sense in wasting getting more time on it, so we just blow this thing. Now, actually, you could probably blow it more or less by straight wire and realization, where you can think of it over for a while. Both could do. Great possibility, it has to be audited to and regret taking off of this thing. And then you'd find other incidents showing up here on the track as we went on up. Okay? Okay?
Okay.
All right. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Okay, first one.
There's one, D.C. It's our track. You take a clean slate here. You take a nice clean slate. Thank you very much. And also a clean pencil. And how old are you, Maury? You got it. How old was that?
Four, I guess.
Four what? Is this just the present life age flash? One day? 4 million?
Trillion.
Trillion?
Yes. Great.
Now, were you one being 4 trillion years ago?
No.
Two beings?
Yes.
Okay. Two beings. All right. And these two beings, were do they join by force or something? Were they joined?
In mixed reaction.
Uh-huh. Would you rather they'd never been joined?
Yeah.
Why did they join up? You thought of it.
Thought they could do something more in combination with this.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And did each one have the same goals or have different goals? Different goals. Are these goals in conflict with each other, any degree?
No.
To what universe do these goals apply?
Theta.
Theta universe. Do they fit with the mess universe?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Have they had to be retailored to fit with the mess universe in any way, or do they fit smoothly?
Smoothly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you accomplishing them?
Real weak, yes.
Mm-hmm. Far away, sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Well, can they just step into full beingness and pervade all of you and go on and do everything they can do? Is there anything blocking them from doing this?
Yeah, I think I have another being here that is saying, no, you can't do this, and no, you haven't done it,
mm-hmm.
and so forth.
How long ago did you acquire that being, that entity? How long ago did you acquire that entity?
4 million.
About 4 million years ago? Very contradictory entity?
Yeah.
Very contradictory. About 4 million years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, added by somebody. Huh? Who added it?
Characteristic Bob, short Bob. Hypnosis.
Added by hypnosis. Pushed in on you by hypnosis. Were there any others added to you at the same time?
No.
Just one, huh?
Well, what do you know?
4 million years ago.
Okay. 4 million, one added entity. Is it stuck at the time it was added?
Yes.
Stuck at the time it was added, huh? Right, it was told to stay there or something? Was it under orders to join you? Or were you put under orders to have it join you?
It was ordered to join me.
Ordered to join you,
that's right.
Okay. And it's been obeying those orders ever since. Did you consent to have it?
Yep.
Yep. Why? Why did you consent to have it? You got it. What is it?
I thought it would improve me.
Did it?
No.
No.
Well?
Or can you jettison it?
Not going to like it, but I can do it.
Just not going to like it. Do you have to consult its convenience rather than your own?
I say no, it pays it.
All right, how do you get rid of it? Can you audit it away, or do you just blow it? It wants to stay. It wants
to stay. I think I've still got some acceptance.
You think so? What's your main acceptance?
I think it is.
Who's
said so. Somebody say so? Yeah, somebody said so. Who said so? Arithmetic?
Yeah.
Is that part of the sequence?
Yeah.
And then does this say so say?
Mm-hmm. I agree to it.
Mm-hmm. You agreed to be hypnotized, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can you handle that?
Yes.
Okay. And by the way, just for designation, what's the more or less geographical location of this entity we're just now talking about? Yes? Solar plexus. Oh, is this an additional one? Have you got three entities in the solar plexus?
There's one in the solar plexus, and there's one on each side a little bit
lower. Three entities in the solar plexus. Okay. In the solar plexus area.
Yeah.
Fine. Are two of these somatic?
Well, what do you know? You got two somatic entities.
By the way, somatic entities, I don't know. Okay, and this other one is just an additive. By the way, is that soul quite sane? By the way, they get into that area and it's a terrible area because the perceptions aren't close to it and they're under compulsion to have perceptions and they're under compulsion not to use their own perceptions. A lot of other odds and ends. So they get quite psycho in the area. And then there's fear installation, FAC-1 and so forth, hits them right on the button, like that. FAC-1 hits you right on the button there with that solar plexus thing?
Yeah.
It didn't bother you any. okay. Now, what do we find earlier than that? Is there another universe before the Master Universe? Are there two universes before the meshed universe? What do you think of?
My first reaction was no, and then I got a yes.
Well, tell me, one of these beings, that one of these entities, it wasn't back there with you.
Is that right?
All right. That sure came out. Okay, let's ask the one other one now. Are there two universes ahead of this universe, or one?
This universe, one universe, and here's the next universe. What would you call this second universe?
Call that your home universe? Does that have anything to do with this creation?
What's the matter?
You got charge on
that?
Hmm?
No, I was.
Charge on
that? Some idea about perhaps dimensions. I don't know what word I could use.
Okay.
Dimensions.
Right.
Concerning that universe.
Mm-hmm.
There's more dimensions than we're accustomed to.
Oh, I see. Four? Eight?
Three and infinity.
Yeah, three and infinity. A three and infinity universe. Good.
That's very tricky.
Okay. Did you help create that universe?
Yes.
What happened to it? Is it still there?
Yes.
Meshed universe, did you come into the meshed universe voluntarily?
I think so.
What do you think of next after that? Did you voluntarily move from universe two into the mesh universe? The mesh universe.
Reluctance of some kind.
Yeah, you've got a reluctance to talk about this, haven't you? You protect us from information about it? You protect us from information about it? Yeah? Do you dare tell? Do you dare know? Are you holding information from somebody on it?
Yes.
Had to protect the information, or did you give up the information? Did you have to protect the information in that hypnosis? Mm-hmm. What did you think of?
Yeah, I think that I did.
And you've been holding back information sort of ever since in a general line? What if somebody in the mess universe learned about how you got into this home universe? Please protect the information, sir. Tell me, can you be rolled out of this universe of your own and enslaved by the mess universe? If anybody knew the secret of the Theta universe, could they then have an almost unlimited number of slaves?
Yes.
What do you think of?
Yes, they wouldn't want
to. They wouldn't want to. Who wouldn't want to? Some of the people in the next universe wouldn't want to? People in the Theta universe.
I don't think the people in the Theta universe.
And once having rolled out of it, you wouldn't want people to know how to get back into it, would you? No charge on that.
Hmm?
You're trying to keep the people in the mess universe from getting into the Theta universe? What do you got?
Yeah, I'm trying to keep myself from getting into it.
Trying to keep yourself from getting into it. What's wrong with you? Something wrong with you now? Hmm? Would you do something bad to the Theta universe? You got into it?
Yeah.
Would you take bad knowledge into it? Bad experience? What do you have, a degraded feeling about it?
Ooh.
Shame won't let you go home? Did you roll out of the Theta universe or space into another dimension and get into the mesh universe by accident? What do you got there? Curiosity?
Mm-hmm.
Curiosity.
Yeah, you can learn it from a distance or manipulate it, or you can get into it and do it
yourself. And once you get into it, what's wrong with it?
And you have to go all the way through it and
I get
back out.
Go on a treadmill, so to speak. Is there another way out of it?
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, I think of the
Ben Booyah
story of how you get a goose out of the
bottle. Hmm? How do you get a goose out of the bottle?
After thinking
that they're
there,
it's out of the bottle. Okay, we're batting.
All right, here's entrance into... Now about your vision
into the mess universe. What's the first thing that happened to you after you got into the mess universe that is serious?
The hypnosis.
Some kind of hypnosis? Some kind of a fact one? Were you trapped in some way? Tell me this, did somebody install emotion to you? Does that come later than the incident I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. About how many million years ago would you suppose you got emotion installed? What'd you think? Emotions installed in you 14,000 years ago? Okay, was it 14,000? Or 14,000 years after you entered the mass universe?
Correct.
It was in the mass universe.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get another go at it. Time. I know it's hard to estimate time. But would it be halfway between here and the entrance into the mass universe? Midpoint on the track between you and the past? What did you think of? You thought it at some point,
didn't you? I thought that seemed to be about right.
Middle point. No, that's all right. Now, is it earlier than the middle point or later than the middle point? Earlier? A little earlier? A little later? Who cares what you did in there?
Okay. Would you say that was about 5 billion years ago? Five and six.
Five and six.
suggesting figures that you understand are relatively your order of magnitude is all you want, so that you get the proper sequence of time. And this is install emotion, huh? What emotion were installed?
There's various ways. One of the devices could be, well, you win a prize, a person who knows wins the prize. And, well, let me call her the one you went around because this is quite variable. Well, they miss people more or less. They want to put out this big prize. And so they give you a prize for knowing. Well, up to that point, you really know. You know pretty well. And then one of its versions is to throw a film over the person, over the face of the person, bam, holding completely motionless with fear. So he has another time limit. So he suddenly and momentarily is zero, and then just throwing down a chute which passes him across fields, magnetic fields, one right after the other, which is called wavelengths, which are very close to one over infinity with which approximation our tone scale from two down. Is this approximately the incident they're trying to run you in? Something like it? Well, there's something that is missing on it someplace. Is your incident buried in some way? Tell me, is fear in a tub at the bottom? Well, there is some big similarity to what I said. There is an installed sequence of emotions then, isn't there? What do you think about it?
I don't like it.
Who installed it? A low order of people or something?
The impression was big.
Big people.
Okay.
Is that where you got emotions from two down? Tell me, by the way, just out of curiosity, any place that with all the pleasure you had formerly taken in aesthetics suddenly channeled into the second dynamic?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Also
said that wasn't any good. That wasn't any good. That's right. That's right. All right.
This incident has a plain term, which is called the installment.
And it's a great little gimmick. Actually, any of these emotions have a very precise wavelength, which is why one suspected immediately that there's something rotten in them.
I mean, why would everybody do this and do that exactly at the same wavelength?
Well, now let's take your earlier life.
Okay?
How about your earlier life? Was there anything unhappy occurred in your earlier life in the mess universe? Up anything very unhappy there?
Are you still haunted by this emotional installment?
Okay. What do you think that?
Some kind of confusion.
Yeah. What is? Would it be the confusion of everything hitting you at once?
What
do
you think of?
Yeah. What
was it? Yo. There's a sticker in it. Hold it.
Was it the holder? Was it the
raised or waved or something?
Was it the... Were they leveled at you intentionally to accomplish something? What do we got here? The emanator?
No.
It's an emanator of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Is this earlier than the incident, the installer?
Yeah.
Is there a bad holder in it someplace?
There it is.
What is it?
The visual of black time.
expand you into a black triangle? Mm-hmm. Is it earlier than the impala? Later?
Mm-hmm.
It's earlier. Billion years earlier? Billion years earlier?
What's this, the black triangle? What's the end of it?
Well,
What'd you think of? Group upset? Affected someone. Is it stuck on the track any place? Yeah? Is it stuck on the track in something when it was being used? Is it also stuck on the track in something before it joins you? Boy, it really decided to curl up. What's the state of that leaf? Did it fall? Is it blue? Well, would that mean they're glad it's gone? Who's glad it's gone? Which one? Doesn't like to have it gone. But that means it goes now. Why, was it the one that was holding the solar plexus together? Was the solar plexus being entity operating only because of this back of the head being? Did they have a pact between them? Were they in communication? By God, that solar plexus being doesn't want to answer, does it? Is it gone? Did you go?
I don't know.
How does it feel? How does it feel?
Pretty relaxed.
It feels pretty relaxed. You afraid it won't stay that way? Is it gone or just playing dead? Is it gone?
Can't find it.
Can't find it. How do you sound it? Back of your head, sir. Why do you get tingling and brain? Why, is this entity just move out to the outside, did it?
Yeah.
Is it still trying to hang on? Or are you, if you're at rear state of being, holding it? Well, why is it holding it? Attached to it? What do you got?
Uses it for control.
Uses it for control. Can't he use it? Well, can he control directly? Tell me, is there a second back of the head being? A second back of the head entity is distinguished from a being. There's another one in there. The two operating together. What's this?
Oh, on the right side of the back.
Oh, right side of the back of the head. When did you agree to have that one? Would you? Well, did it come in at a moment of unconsciousness or something? Hypnotism? Unconsciousness? What are we running here? A joiner? Some sort? An incident where they were all joined together? A little bit. Not particularly. Well, this thing hasn't got any business there at all, has it? What do you think of
it?
You just thought of it. What is it? Okay, let's turn. You know how you picked it up. How long ago did you pick it up?
Pretty blank entities, by the way. You just either see them now.
Yeah. What do you think of it?
You got it. What is it?
Somewhere I just. I saw it.
And what else? It's blue?
No, it's how I picked it up.
Oh, you just saw it.
I think it's you or something like that.
Mm-hmm. You're getting it, though. Well, let's get it a little more solidly than it is. Didn't we call it? What was the emotion? Which entity picked it up? Was it the beta being that picked it up?
No.
No. Was it another stomach entity that picked them up? Aided and assisted by a couple of side entities? Which one did you think of?
Higher.
Oh, you got another one in the stomach. Picked him up. Okay. You got it. All right. Is it the one that's been holding on to it? All right. How How about blowing that one that's a little higher than the forward question mark? Please blow off the easy. Is it blowing?
Mm-hmm.
Is it gone?
Yeah.
Registering here that it is. Okay. We want to do this. Okay. Now, how about this black triangle incident now? Well, what do you know?
That's
good. Okay. Now, I happen to know a couple of incidents here. Let me ask you if you've been through these. You ever feel the road?
I don't like
it. Uh-huh. How soon after this was the physical universe? How soon after you entered the physical universe, the next universe, did you start building roads? How soon afterwards you start building love?
That's what you started out?
Mm-hmm. Did something plug into this universe or you build love? You got it, what is it? What do you got? Vibration, falling, beating a club, driving out of it, driving into it. Noise.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Noise. Confusion and noise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do they use? Confusion and noise, a harass, a state of being into being doing something?
A lot of confusion. Mm-hmm.
A lot of confusion. Mm-hmm. And you start building on. You get a drop on that? Golden Road?
Yeah.
You got still needed? Did you live lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, body after body after body on these roads? Anything like that? Or was it roads? Was it the city itself? Was it masonry? Bridges? What? You got it. What was it? In there building electronics, or were they building electronics? Were you building electronics then?
Yeah.
You were. Put you to work in electronics. Were you designing? Manufacturing. You're manufacturing electronics.
Okay.
Were there blades?
Yeah.
Did they affect you?
Yeah.
Badly?
At all.
Mm-hmm. How many lives did you spend doing that? One? More than one? I mean body lives now, net body lives.
Mm-hmm. 40, 50, something like that.
40 or 50 net body lives? 40 or 50,000 net body lives? That's closer to it. 100,000 best body lives? What do you think of?
I thought it was a long time.
Oh, you're getting the feeling of monotony on this. You're getting the feeling like this is a long time. By the way, was there any way they kept you coming into bodies or anything to do then?
Yeah.
You got it. I'll be there. You got it.
I got it. I don't know how to describe it. Oscillator or frequency.
Some kind of
crystals. Some kind of an arrangement with a key to me.
And then you keep coming back. What did he like?
on your theta body, on a part of your theta body, on your mesh body.
Yeah,
mesh body. On a part of your mesh body. What do you do? Hold a piece of your mesh body? Every time you stretch, it had a piece of your mesh body? Something like that?
He's done very well. He had a mesh body. He kept his nutrient baths and crystal packs. Quite sure that he used.
Okay.
Crystal with a pattern or frequency or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's set up which contains the identical pattern or field or frequency, whatever it was, the body.
Did you ever have to be trained more than once in your job?
Mm.
Were you trained each life in your team? Just maybe trained a few times. Dozen times?
Several times.
You have four or five jobs in all this time?
Mm-hmm. About
12. About 12 jobs? Well, after you learned how to do a job and you came back into a mess body again, would you know how to do it again?
Mm-hmm.
Would you keep on doing it?
Yeah.
Oh. Would you die then and go into another mess body and then be back on the same job again? Do you like this? Interesting work?
I didn't like it, but they said I did.
Oh, said you were enthusiastic, man. Is this what you would call the first sequence of what we know as hypnosis?
Or duress, or slave, or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
What would that be? Would that be?
Yeah. What do you think of?
Wondering how long they've been here before that.
Oh! What eventually happened to this place?
Mm-hmm. You know. Would you call that Center's
Center's
Fulton? Yeah, evidently. Well, does Center feel even overt act against it? Does Center think it needs it?
For a while, and then they will slide back into a nest religion wholly.
They very seldom rise up. That is why an individual is almost never a mystic and a religious person at the same time. We need differentiation in those categories in order to understand that anything used as a control mechanism is the mesh universe, electronic, and force. That means control. The mesh universe is terrifically interested in control. The theta universe is interested in freedom. It's interested in aesthetic. It's interested in creativeness. The mesh universe is chaos.
The theta universe is very orderly.
It has extra dimensions. And what you miss in the mesh universe is an ability merely to throw out your hand and have some aesthetic creation come into being. That's theta universe. In the mesh universe, you build and build and build, and you make this great set, very fancy, with great ardor and a battle of gravity and conquering forces and so on. And at long last, you have this enormous, beautiful structure. And then somebody comes in, you have a tea table there, and if they're mesh universe people, they come over and they pick up the teacup and find a tiny crack in it and say, crack.
Well, that's a good. So,
what you miss, your theta being that misses, is that aesthetic ability to create. To create at will. The mesh universe is murdered when it comes to creation. And any of you who started out in life with any lightest inkling or leaning toward the art. And you find this in most children in kindergarten. You found out that the mesh universe continually crushed the things of beauty. Until older people would stand there and accept nothing beautiful from them. You come in with a pretty stone that you have found, and you say, look at the colors in this stone. They say, wash your hands for dinner. Mesh universe rejects beauty. It's cruel, terrible, and harsh. And that is actually the central conflict of man. His theta being at war with his mesh. Now, it is quite remarkable that anything this society will develop in the field of electronics is, to speak very colloquial, old hat. You can take almost any man present, put him on the machine, and get his memory really operating, and open up a well of electronics he never suspected he knew anything about. The cycle of lives is itself used as a control factor. One of these 10 cycles here, any one of them, was primarily interested in controlling the individual so as to make him apply force in a body towards some work being accomplished. Now, those cycles in control gradually got to a point where they found out a new method of control. They say, well, you only live one life, and you forget every other life that you ever lived. And as a result, you have to survive. And so we get a new tone scale.
Get a brand new tone scale. And a tone scale looks like this. Up here, and we could have a parity on this. I will draw this as a parity. Here is, as Don said there the other day, Don Bernal, the word to describe this that you belong. Because you're part of Satan. Part of Satan, that'd be your first universe out of that condition. But this point belongs, is left the moment one individuates. The next point down here has to do with this universe. Once we decide to be, and in deciding to be, become part of the Theta universe. But these are many, these theta universes, evidently, and what you would call it, really, would be home universe. All right. Home universe is a theta universe. It's good to be many theta universes because theta can create almost as well. So, we have to be. And that is, by the way, about point. Now here, when we enter the mess universe, we got Vermont. Right there. At that point of entrance, one was told he had to survive. But this was survive as a consecutive body line.
This lecture, number 2701, has been copyrighted 1952 by L. Ron Hubbard, Phoenix, Arizona. This lecture is continued on the other track of this tape. This lecture, number 2701, part 2, has been copyrighted 1952 by L. Ron Hubbard, Phoenix, Arizona.
Or survive because of a purpose. And we get way, way down here, close in the present time, something of the sort. And we got survived. This is the lowest order of being, survived as a present time body, for the sake of the body. Now there are your states of being on a tone scale. There at the top, you belong. You individuate and decide to be. Then, as you come into the mesh universe, decide to survive over a long period of line towards certain things or cause certain survival, and then you're way down here, you get survival as a present time body just for the sake of that body. That's a really good case. Now, in order to regain this level, your tone scale goes right straight on up. And where you're interested in taking your PC out here. Right there at survive, the first survive, enters into the mess universe. Because if you do that, he can still operate in the mess universe. He can still operate in the body and so on. But if he ever gets there, you're not going to be in a position where you're going to be able to tell him where he should stop. There's a great possibility that he'll be here, or he'll let that say. Or there's a great possibility that he may go out and create a new universe. The entity which we just hit here was operating on a fear of don't go back to that universe. That is not a native ambition. I think you recognize that. Yeah. All right. There then is a picture of the track and also a picture of the tone scale. Here you have then your standard track map, more or less, fills in an incidence of more or less of the character I just written in here. Maury is very accurate on this, he's very straight. And first is your individuation. Sometimes there's an individuation of one, and then an individuation of another, and then it's unique. They unite with different goals and to do something. And the next thing you know, they decide to be, and they go into the home universe, a creative thing, and they're all very fine. One day, out of curiosity, vengeance, or something of the sort. Or, by getting sort of pulled out of it, they all of a sudden wind up in the mess universe. And we all seem to more or less enter the mess universe, fatal-wise, through the same hole. But then there's a distinct possibility that there are mess universe people who are older than this level or formed differently than them. That distinct possibility takes you here. So what do we have here? Got this mess universe. Generally, there was a society here shortly after entrance, which really formed a static, because the fellow did the same thing time after time after time after time after time. He was born, grew rapidly, and was trained. All right, he's trained. Now the next thing he did after he was trained was go to work. And what was the work? We got some kind of an idea. Manufacturing electronics. It'd be the same homes, practically. You get out of some free clears, they even stuffed them with food. They wouldn't have to feed them every 2 weeks. If they sat a guard or something like that, they had a part of them or had a field that matched them. Back in the guardhouse, all you had to do was turn a switch, and this fellow was in bad shape right away. At a vast distance, he was in bad shape. How do you like this electronically? Boy, could you sell this to the federal government? Anyway. The name of the universe is our flight. Now there are some joiners in here, and on this track, and then there's the stalled emotions incident. There are these various periods of reliving lives over and over, and then there's
some more odds and ends with incident, like added entities, subtracted entities, and someplace or other on the track a person has agreed to do almost anything. And here is this last cycle. And I want to show you, while we're on this and so on, about the last cycle. Well, what about taking a break first? Would you like to? Let me tell you about this last cycle, and then we're all free.